All right, Buccaneer fans, welcome back to our exclusive draft coverage from inside One Buccaneer Place. Once again, we're right outside the draft room. Head coach Lovie Smith just stepped outside the draft after making the second of our two picks tonight. The first one was tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins from Washington, and the second one just announced was West Virginia running back Charles Sims. That's three offensive picks with our first three picks. First, talk about that, the paying attention to the offense.
Well, it's paying attention to the offense, but it's also just picking the best available guys that we had rated highly on our board. Austin, of course, we had him ranked as our highest-ranked tight end. Wow. And the same thing for Charles. Austin will add a different dimension to our group. Excellent size, speed, good target to throw to. We feel like he can be a complete tight end for us. And Charles, we wanted a running back that, you know, that was a good pass catcher.
Okay.
He's got excellent size, can catch the ball out of the backfield. A similar style runner that we had, you know, in Chicago and Matt Forte. So we're really excited about both players.
You know, you're talking about the second pick first, Charles Sims. I bet a lot of Buck fans out there wouldn't have expected a running back being one of the picks just because of the depth already at that position. But I think you're telling me that he brings something that wasn't already there in the running back corps.
Yes, we have three running backs that did a good job last year, but we felt like we wanted one that you know, not only was a good runner but had size and could catch the ball out of the backfield. Got it. We feel like we can also split out. He has excellent receiving skills and just a player that we can pass up.
And as for the tight end, Austin, the scouting reports say he has a chance to be one of those maybe kind of hard-to-find two-way tight ends that's an excellent blocker and excellent receiver. Is that the way you guys see him?
Yeah, nowadays, you know, a lot of the tight ends they're talking about are just strictly pass catchers, but Austin has excellent size, great agility. Good speed for a tight end. Again, we feel like he could do it all. You know, an old-school tight end, old-school wide tight end with good passing skills.
Coach, the second day of the draft is often just as important as the first day, and it was an exciting day for the Bucs yesterday with Mike Evans. I know that the draft fell you guys the way you guys wanted yesterday with Evans. Did it come out the way you wanted it today?
Yes, no doubt. Whenever you add two players like this to the mix, you have to be excited. Our football team got a lot better today.
Excellent. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.